Welcome to the Halcyon House Washington page. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm speaking with Democratic Senator Kevin Kenney with a legislative update. This is part one of a two-part interview. First, let's talk about the Iowa Student Opportunity Act. Can you explain what this is and where it is in the legislative process?
This is a bill, a Senate study bill, I believe 3206, that was introduced late in the session through the tax or appropriations where it's funneled through. It's a voucher or an ESA program that is offering students vouchers for private schools. That's what it is.
And as a former school board member yourself for a public school, what are your feelings on this?
Well, I think Iowans value public schools and not diverting funding to private vouchers. I believe the state policy really should prioritize support for our local schools to serve the school's needs and their students. And if and when that policy is fully met, then policies and funding, maybe to expand educational vouchers, would be appropriate, but not until we fund our schools fully. Maybe instead of taking money out of public schools, we should invest more money into the public schools to make it better for students by investing and reducing class sizes and improving teacher training and improving parental involvement.
So has this passed out of the Senate then?
It has not. Well, it's gone through the committee process, so it's ready to be debated on the floor.
And you talked about funding. Let's talk about overall funding. There have been cuts, $4.3 million to the Department of Human Services, $3.4 million Department of Corrections, $11 million to the Board of Regents for Public Education at the university level, and $1.6 million to the judicial branch. What are your thoughts on all of this?
Well, if you go back to, they want to call it a mid-year cut, but it's an end-of-the-year cut, and the REC came back, and it showed that we were going to be $3.6 million short. What to me is irresponsible is we are going to try to cut $33 million. I can understand if you want a little bit of a cushion of a few million dollars, that would have been acceptable. But when you're cutting, and I met with the University of Iowa yesterday, since this is coming at the end of a budget year, they're looking at suspending all construction. They're talking about laying off workers to be able to make up this difference, and that really affects our Senate district here, or my Senate district, serving the people of Washington, Keokuk, and Johnson County, that the University of Iowa is the biggest employer. So when we start laying off people, when in reality, the REC says you need $3.6 million, but you're cutting $33 million, and you're taking, almost $11 million from the Board of Regents, that does have an effect. And I just think it's irresponsible. It's going to be harming the people in my Senate district.
That's been today's Halcyon House Washington page with Democratic Senator Kevin Kenney. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.